Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World to be joined by a man who whose life dream has been to stand on the dais and lift the silverware, and he's going to get potentially that opportunity in a week from now. I do speak of the Cats captain Joel Selwood, who joins us for Geelong Marine World. Skipper Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty in the K-Rock Hub. We're extremely proud of our football club, as you are of your 21 teammates tonight, no doubt.
Oh, I am, mate. It's been a huge journey, and we thought if we're up here for this long, we might as well keep going. So you say 21, Kingy, but to be honest, mate, you should see what's going on a Wednesday night. The boys that we're coming up against, and they're just ready for training. They're bashing us up, and it's just been a whole club effort. It's been awesome. I'm not talking out of school, because hopefully I'm on the phone to you again. Very excited next week, but I just want to make sure we give them credit too.
Yep. 5 points was the margin at halftime. You'd had opportunities that you hadn't taken. Can you give us a little bit of the messaging at halftime from the coaching staff that you can recollect?
We thought the game was on our terms. We're just rushing, to be honest, going forward a little bit. To be honest, nothing's too clear, to be honest, right now. There's a lot of excitement. I'm just so proud of this footy club. You can easily roll over and choose to go down the bottom and get your draft picks and come back up. But we just hang around, and for a lot of guys that have come in, they're going to have a crack at a grand final, which is what we brought them to the footy club for.
Joel, it's Benny Cass. Congratulations on winning tonight. It was a fantastic team effort, well deserved. You really had them by the throat for most of the game and just took to the end there to really finish them off. The hub environment, it's obviously something that the team, we spoke to a lot of the guys after your wins, and it seemed that you embraced it from the get-go. Did you play a big part in that as the captain of the club, or was it the leadership group, or was it just something that sort of transformed, that the guys embraced that environment, thought, we're here, let's make the most of it, and as you kept winning, it kept sort of building that environment within the hub?
To be honest, the first guy to embrace it was the coach, Benny, and he gets bashed every now and then, and he won't want me saying this, but he was the one that just saw this huge opportunity in it. Mature group, not only in age, but in football experience. I think we're the most experienced in games played this weekend anyway. But we just thought that, this was a chance for us to maybe do something that we haven't done in the previous years. And we're there now. We've still got four quarters to come. But it was the coach that set the tone. I'm not taking any credit for that. And no one else at the footy club should, because he was the boss.
Just, Joel, one more from me. Your team, obviously, your higher-profile players get a lot of the credit, in Dangerfield and Ablett and yourself. But tonight, just some guys, just little efforts, even last week as well. Jack Henry took some steps. Gary Rowan probably came in with a little bit of pressure on him in terms of his final. His last 2 weeks has been fantastic. I heard you mention Grime Myers' chase down. Just when guys are asked to do their bit, Reece Stanley, they're not starring, but when it's their turn to go, they're going and they're providing a push.
Keep going. Jake Collegesny could have easily turned up his toes when Charlie kicked the first couple of goals for Brisbane, but he just locked down. Jed Buse takes steps forward. They're growing up. We asked them to grow up. They're growing up. I don't even know what to say, to be honest. I'm really excited that we're seeing the footy that I know that they can play.
For Geelong Marine World, we're speaking with Geelong captain Joel Selwood. He's Nealty.
Joel, congratulations. Just absolutely fantastic to see you guys in the grand final. And the manner in which you've played all year, particularly the last 2 weeks, has just been outstanding. One from me, I just want to extend on Ben's question a little bit. You're right. Yep. Clearly, you've got a mature group. Not always in age, but a number of games played. You've got some young kids that Ben mentioned. You've been there and done that before on grand final day and in grand final week. Joel, what's the advice? What advice will you be giving those young guys like Simpson, like Henry, Parfitt, these guys that haven't been there before? How are you going to handle that as skipper early in the week?
To be honest, I'm going to get them to suck up tonight. Smile on the bus home, get a good night's sleep when they get back there, get some food into them, and do what they've been doing. They're not only you know, they are young in age, and, you know, Sam Simpson, I don't even know what game it is for him, but he's a mature kid, a great kid, and I can say, speak about all of them like that. They've just loved what they've done, and to be honest, my advice to them would be enjoy the week. It's a hell of a week to be a part of. We just love what we get to do.
So, Joel, the 2011 Grand Final, just having a quick look at your numbers, was for you, and I know you like numbers, and you know that I like numbers as well. That was game 114 for you. So 195 games later, you get another crack at a Grand Final. If somebody had said that to you then, you would have gone, oh, gee, do I have to wait that long?
Oh, yeah, I know. I would have said that. I mean, I've been a part of, you know, that era that was just unbelievable to be a part of. Followed the lead a little bit in those guys. But, yeah, this is obviously really special, seeing this group come together. And got to a period where they were close enough to be good enough, but we couldn't put it together at the right time. But we decided that this year we'll just do it. So we'll get to work.
Joel, how will you go into next week physically? You've endured a lot as the captain of the footy club, and you play a really combative style for a long period of time. And how will you? The club obviously sort of held you out and maybe held you back for some weeks there to try and freshen you up and get you 100% right. Will you go into next week as good as you felt for a long time?
Yeah, I will, Benny. Put some diesel in me and I'm right to go. So I am fine. To be honest, the group's really healthy at the moment. Even the guys that are sitting out, we couldn't be in any better shape.
And I can just tell you one last one, but the KFC Twitter here has blown up. Cat fans are absolutely beside themselves. So the support you're getting from down this way, I know it's a long way away, but Cat fans are clearly thrilled and so excited for this group that's probably been written off a few times. And but to make the grand final and just the support you're getting from here just off this Twitter is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to hear. And hopefully it keeps coming through all week to buy your scarf. Yeah, the Cat shop's open. You know, we're hearing, we know the support's back there. We're loving it. And we would love you guys to be here, but you can't. But we'll do our best to bring that cup home.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the finger, Joel?
It's great.
Is there any, it's fine on the footy field. Is there anything in day-to-day life where you go, gee, this is a pain in the backside?
I'll tell you next week.
Joel, we're so wrapped for you. We know how desperately you've wanted to captain this club to a premiership, and you were going to get that opportunity next Saturday night, and we get the opportunity to call it on the airwaves. We've waited 9 years for Geelong to be back in a grand final, and we're just as excited as you are, and we can't wait for next Saturday. The next 7 days can't come quick enough. Well done, Skipper. You're an absolute gentleman, and you're an absolute ornament to the game and to your football club, and you get that opportunity next week to hopefully do what we've been waiting for you to do for 9 years. Good luck, and we look forward to calling your name plenty of times on Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Recover up the voices. We'll be giving it our best go.
Good work, Joel.
Can't wait. Well, Skip
well
up,
done, Joel. Love you, K-Rock. Love you, K-Rock.
Thanks, Skipper. Joel Selwood joining us from down in the rooms.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.